Hello and welcome to the Flex Podcast with me, Anna Martin. I'm recording this in the dance studio at my gym. So I'm sorry, it probably sounds a bit echoey. I'm trying to lie, if you can imagine, on a mat and talk down to the mat to hope that it echoes less, but I'm not sure it's gonna because I can literally hear my own voice echoing already. So my apologies for the sound on this today, but it's where we're at. Where we're at currently. So I've been talking to a few people recently about getting started with resistance training. And I know that sometimes it can feel a bit overwhelming, especially if it isn't something that you've done a lot of or you haven't done it for a very long time. So you know that the way people are doing it has changed a little bit. And this is hopefully going to help you see where to start and how to get rid of some of the reasons that you're giving yourself not to do it. So just as a little overview, I reckon about 50% of the people that come to my cardio classes also do resistance. So that's people that have already had like some degree of, I'm gonna do something, I wanna stay fit and healthy, they're making an effort to do that. So they come into a dance fitness class and about half of them also do resistance training, I'd estimate, which is a higher percentage, but obviously these are people that have already started to move and already started their fitness journey. But overall, less than 30% of female adults in the UK do enough resistance training, which is quite a scary figure, really, when you think of all the benefits that there are to it. So in terms of maintaining the way that you can move and your strength as you age, it helps in many different ways, even in terms of managing your blood sugar levels, in terms of keeping injuries at bay. So obviously the stronger and the more mobile you are, the less likely you are to injure yourself doing something that we'd consider like a normal activity, like doing housework or gardening or whatever. So there's loads and loads of benefits, keeps your bones strong, all that kind of jazz. And when we're thinking about our cardio training, I know I've told you this before, but I'm going to say it again because it's a different podcast. Cardio is to keep your heart and lungs healthy. Resistance training on its own does that a bit, but it doesn't do it enough so that you can really say, yes, I'm really taking the time to look after my heart and lungs. We need a healthy heart and lungs because most of us want to live a long time. And whilst we do it, it would be nice if we weren't out of breath or walking for the bus or walking down the road or whatever. Resistance training, on the flip side of that, helps to keep you strong and mobile as you move through life. So it keeps your quality of life up. I think most of us, or most people that were like weren't injured in their 20s, for example, so probably excluding me, because obviously I've got scoliosis, but most like average people probably felt pretty darn strong most of their younger lives. And then towards your late 30s, things start to change a bit and you start to feel a bit weaker, weaker and weaker and weaker. And you notice that your kind of like natural way of being seems to be feeling a tad worse with age. And actually, resistance training and being fit and healthy in general massively decreases that. And resistance training specifically is going to help you keep that strength and that general body composition as we're ages, in terms of having that muscle mass and in terms of feeling strong, moving well all the time. So I don't know where I was going with that. I've kind of drifted and now I'm here. And now here we are together, lost in the ether. But usually with resistance training, it's the thing that most people put as secondary because obviously, for most people anyway, cardio is more fun. So if somebody might love running or love cycling or love dance fitness or love going to body combat, whatever it is, and there can definitely be like a more of an element of fun to that in terms of it is like there's music, it's enjoyable, running you can do at any point, you don't need any equipment, it's out, you're free, you're outside, classes, there's other people there, you feel a bit giddy, there's the community vibe, the instructor's there to motivate you. And then when you start thinking about resistance training, a lot of people are like, oh yeah, but it's like proper fitness and I really can't be arsed, or maybe I just don't want to go to the gym. I don't want to get too muscly. I don't know what to do. And it seems like such an effort to learn how to do it. I haven't got any time. So I'm just going to stick with my cardio classes because I enjoy it. I know what I'm doing. So there's lots of different reasons that we might give ourselves for not doing with something and not doing the resistance training. But we have to kind of deal with what it is that we are saying to ourselves about this. So for example, saying that we have no time, when actually for most people when they're starting out, if you were to do 2 or 3 20-minute resistance sessions a week, you would soon start to notice a difference in terms of the way that you move, the way that you feel and your strength. When we say things like we can't be bothered, it's a little bit of a kick in the teeth for your body because it's basically saying, do you know what? You don't really matter to me. You're kind of saying to your body, I don't want to prioritize you. I've got enough on my plate. I'm busy with work. I'm busy with this. I'm not going to prioritize my own health. So sometimes we have to change the way that we're talking to ourselves about this to say, look, I might not have the time or the energy to train 5 days a week for an hour. But the fact of the matter is no one's asking you to do that. And I'm telling you now that 20 minutes 3 times a week will make a huge difference to you. And most people, like, don't get me wrong, if you're working 4 jobs and you've got 5 kids, it's probably going to be quite difficult for you to find the time for the foreseeable future. But most folk can find 20 minutes 3 times a week. And if you're doing like 1 or 2 dance fitness classes, 2 dance fitness would get you quite high up towards that cardio goal. So 2 hours of dance fitness is pretty decent in terms of cardio. If then on top of that, you found 3 sneaky 20 minutes, that would be really helpful. Which is what my Flex on the Go program is, by the way, if you need any help with it. You are not categorically gonna get too muscly doing body weight resistance training. The only time you're gonna get too muscly, or whatever you think too muscly is if you suddenly start working out for 3 or 4 hours a day and start taking loads of gear. And you'd have to really go for it on all fronts, by the way. So you're not, most females are not genetically stacked, as it were. So you're not gonna get too muscly. It's definitely not gonna happen. You know, everyone that you look at and you think, oh God, she's too muscly. That's not gonna happen to you. You have to put a lot and lot of time in to do that. And training 2 or 3 times a week is not gonna make that happen. So we can wipe that one off straight away. You don't have to do it in a gym. So there's absolutely no reason for you to go to the gym to do your resistance training, especially when you're starting out. Later on down the line, if you're taking it a bit more, kind of like you want to advance it more, maybe you will have to go to the gym or you'd need to have a full home gym set up. Either way. So if we want to start taking things massively more seriously, yes, you may have to do it in a gym. But especially to begin with, you don't have to. You can do body weight stuff at home. You can buy yourself a pair of dumbbells and resistance bands. There are ways to start training. And actually, for a lot of the health benefits, doing it at home, you'll probably get enough just to kind of cover your bases, I would say. Which for a lot of people, if you're doing it just from a health point of view and a mobility point of view, keeping your muscle as you age, that might be enough. You know, cut some dumbbells at home. We don't all want to have like a giant muscular ass. Like some of us do, some of us care less. And as for the not knowing what to do, that's why people like me have a job. And you need to think about it in terms of when, I don't know whether you're in a customer facing role at work or, you know, whether you help your teammates out or whatever it is. But when someone doesn't know what to do, what do you do? Do you spit in their face and say, oh, well, you're stupid then, and walk off? Or do you help them and explain to them and give them the information that they need to be able to do that? And that's the thing. Most fitness professionals, we get into this because we want to help people feel fit and healthy. So I am here. I've got Flex if you want it. If you don't, that's absolutely fine. But fitness professionals are there to help teach you how to move better, how to lift weights, how to do this, how to do that. That's what our job is. So if you know a fitness professional and there's someone you want to reach out to them. If you don't, feel free to reach out to me. I'd love to give you a bit of inspo on what to do and to get you moving. What we always try to talk to everyone who starts working with me, whether they're one-to-one or whether they're doing flex, coming to my classes, whatever it is that the best thing we can do is to be consistent. And that doesn't mean picking 5 times a week for an hour a day, all resistance training, and then doing 15 minutes cardio. If you are able to fit in these 3 20-minute sessions over the next sort of 6 to 12 months, you're going to see a massive difference in how you move, how you feel, and the amount of muscle tone that you have. It will be visibly different to you. You'll start to feel like, hey, look at my shoulder gains. Whatever it is, things are going to start changing in your body. If we decide we're going to do 5 times a week and we only manage 3 times, 3 weeks, we're not going to be able to be consistent. That's just a flash in the pan. 3 weeks is 15 workouts. Whereas if you're doing it over time, you're going to accrue many more hours of working out and looking after yourself than just doing like 3 weeks, balls to the wall, let's go. You can start with body weight stuff. You can do it at home. If you're feeling a bit self-conscious, do it at home. The whole point of anyone's online workouts is that we explain to you what we're doing and we talk to you about how to feel it, how to place your feet, how to protect yourself from injury, how to perform the movement better. The aim of any fitness professional is to pass on their knowledge. So we try to talk about it like we're describing it. When you're following a workout plan, it's probably going to have a lot of the same movements or very similar in order to teach you and give you enough time how to do something and how to progress it. Most good workouts don't change every single week. They will progress you over time. And that's how the flex is designed, is to progress you over time. So when you're like, oh, a lot of the same movements are coming back, yes, because they're effective. And they appear in anyone who's doing like advanced lifting will still be doing a lot of the same movement patterns that you would do in a beginner's workout because they are the most effective. You get the biggest bang for your buck. And learning to execute them properly takes bloody ages, believe me. So we'll be concentrating on main movements. So what I would do is if you're working out at home, you don't want to buy anything off me for now, that's absolutely fine. But I would look at things like doing glute bridges, squats, or lunges, something like that, press-ups, core work. I would look at those things. They're the kind of be the main movements that you're going to focus on, big muscle groups. It's really tricky to train your back with just body weight only. We do kind of V-raises and skydiver variations and stuff like that, but we do normally need like bands or weights in order to train your back properly. But I wouldn't worry about that to start with, and instead I would go with something like a scapular press-up or a skydiver variation and just start to get connected with your muscles. The first time that you do any kind of workout, you're going to feel like, oh, this is such an effort. I keep having to get up and get down and turn over and blah, blah, blah. Over time, everything like that that feels an effort completely goes. And this is the same with life as well. So you'll find that people who maybe are feeling like a bit weaker than they used to, or they're not feeling quite so sprightly. When they're getting up and they're doing stuff, you can hear a lot of like, oh, sighing and groaning because the legs hurt when they get up. And that's what it feels like when you're first doing resistance training, because there's a lot of setting things up or moving around and it feels like an ag. But once you get into it, all of those things seem to kind of disappear. So it doesn't feel like an effort for me to do a press up and then get up and do a squat. It doesn't feel like an effort, it's just what's happening. So the way that you perceive the changes in level and the effort and the kind of output of the things that you're doing, it massively changes over time because you get used to it. And it's the same with any type of resistance training. If you're doing body weight stuff over time, you can't just continue to do bodyweight stuff on its own. We have to add an extra challenge because the body needs to be constantly stimulated in order to carry on progressing. So that's why people try to lift heavier and heavier weights over time. And that's why people do it in powerlifting, like strongmen, even bodybuilders. They're trying to lift a slightly heavier weight over time because they need to continue to work at the same intensity. And obviously, as you get better at something, the intensity of that movement decreases. So when you first start working out, a glute bridge with no weight on is going to feel like an effort for 10 reps. Then over time, that'll feel easier. So you're going to try and do 12 reps or 14 reps or 15 reps. Then it will get to a point where the amount of reps to get the same intensity takes you so long that you're going to need to add some load to it. Because I don't want you to be working out all day. And also, I'd rather you had more time to fit in other stuff. You can't just glute bridge for 20 minutes in the hope that you're going to magically overload your glutes with no weight, for example. So we want to make sure it's effective and that you fit the most into the time that you have available to you. So that's why people increase their weights. If working out at home isn't for you and that's not your jam, there are group classes. And obviously, you guys know I teach in Ashford in Surrey. So if you're ever around there, come and see. But I know you might be coming in from like different parts of the country. And some people actually listen in America. So hello to you. But wherever you are, you'll be able to find group classes that do exactly what I've just been talking about, start you from beginners. So you could be looking at something like an LBT class, like a legs, bums and tums. They still do exist on gym timetables. It might be that you start out with Pilates if you've never done anything before. Maybe not reformer, maybe mat work to begin with if you've done absolutely nothing before you go and try something. Pick something that says on it, this is for beginners, and go from there. It might be that actually you are someone who wants to do it in a gym. So nearly every single gym will give you a free induction when you start. And that means that someone will show you how to use the machines and they will write you a basic program. And on that program will be something like a leg press, a row, a pull down, a chest press, maybe a bit of core work, and then hopefully the leg curl or something along those lines to get the back of your leg. Now, these exercises are basically the fundamentals of a balanced program. So what we're always trying to do is some kind of vertical pull and push. That's something overhead, like a pull down and a shoulder press. We're going to do some kind of press from the chest as well as a pull towards the body. And then something's not dissimilar to a squat, which is what the leg press does. And then hopefully something for the back of the body. So you might have a glute drive at your gym, but not every commercial gym has that. So it might be something like glute bridges and then some core work, for example. So that is what the fundamental of like a balanced total body approach would give you. And that is fine. Like however you choose to do this is totally cool. But the thing that I think is the most important is that we start to think about how important, I'm going to say again, this actually is. Because not doing any strength training at all could have significant repercussions on you as you age. And what will happen to nearly every woman is that when you get to perimenopausal age, someone's going to say to you, you need to do resistance training. And you'll be like, oh yeah, that's what that bloody woman was nagging me about 20 years ago. I'll be like, yes, that was me. Except I'll be way older. But what every single person on the planet is recommended is to do cardio and resistance training. So I know it takes an investment of time. I get that. But there are ways around it that you can make it fun and that you might be able to get the kids involved or get a friend over to do it with you, or maybe even just checking in with the friends and saying, I did my 20-minute workout today, did you do yours? It is annoying to have to put time into something, but honestly, this is one, your body is the most important thing you can put time into. Without putting time into your body, you can't work, you can't look after your family, you can't care for elderly relatives, you won't be able to care for your kids. Your body, we need to keep our body fit, healthy and strong so we can carry on doing the stuff that we want to do. And I say this again, I know I do on every podcast, but I don't want to have to ask for help to carry my shopping in from the car. I have had that before, by the way, with my back was awful and I've seen it and it's shit. It is absolutely shit. I couldn't even reach the bottom shelf in Tesco without my back going. I had to half kneel on the floor to pick a can up and then slowly get back up to avoid my back going. I couldn't do it anything. It was absolutely miserable and I don't want to have that again. And I think once you've seen it and you've seen what can happen And I was doing so much cardio, I can't even tell you. I was like the cardio queen. I was running, I was dancing, I was doing hours and hours a week of cardio. I was so fit, cardiovascularly, but I was not doing anywhere near enough resistance training, just a few bicep curls and some lateral raises. And the difference now is that I do a lot of resistance training purely because I just don't want to go back to that place where I was in that much pain and that relying on other people. There was one time when my mum had to pull my pants up for me because I couldn't reach down to pick them up. And every time I tried, I cried. She had to come pull my pants up. And I've got to say, my mum's lovely and she was very kind about it. But I thought, Christ, if this is what it's going to feel like as I age, and I know it's riskier for me than it probably is for you because I've got scoliosis, but I can't, I need to avoid this at whatever cost. So I'm willing to put the time in to make sure that old lady me gets to move around like my mum does. And she's 73 and she is ridiculous. And that's what I want for myself. Not just to be cardiovascularly fit, but also not to feel like I've been punched in the back every time I try and do something. So I know that you're probably physically better off than me in terms of that you're not carrying like a permanent injury or something. But if you have got something that niggles on you quite a lot, you know how bad it feels when it plays up. And for a lot of the niggles and the things that we feel, exercise and resistance training specifically would do a lot to reduce that feeling of pain and also to help protect the joint that you're feeling it in, because your muscles would be a lot stronger and so would your connective tissue. So for not everything, don't get me wrong, but a lot of the way that we move and the amount of time we're willing to put in recovering from something has a direct impact on how much it recovers and what range of motion we get back and the strength we get back in it. If anyone's dislocated a shoulder before, I have, you know as well as I do that it takes a lot of time to get it back and you have to do so much rehab. If you don't do the rehab, a lot of the pain and the limited range of motion can stay, and you've also still got an increased risk of it happening again. So you have to do rehab for ages, months and months and months to get it feeling normal. And if you've dislocated something and then you haven't done the rehab, you know about it, right? Because you haven't quite got that movement back how it was before. And it's really important to put that time into making sure that you can move and live how you want to live. I feel like I'm lecturing, but I guess I kind of am, because this is something that I'm really passionate about because I've experienced it firsthand and what a difference it's made to me. And also I talk to a lot of people, I talk to a lot of women, and the general theme comes up is that their energy levels are low, they don't feel as strong as they used to, their body's changing, and whether it's like their physical appearance or their overall strength and motivation to do things or fitness levels, they don't feel great. And I want everyone to feel great, because that part of it is something we have the ultimate control over. Other things that happen to us in life, we don't have any control over. We don't have any control over the genetic card we've been dealt, but we can do something about the things that we put into our body in terms of how we stimulate it with the training we're doing, the food that we're eating, all that kind of stuff. And resistance training is such a huge part of that. And I know that it feels like a lot of effort. I know it does. I know it probably doesn't seem as exciting. I know it probably like, oh God, yeah, it's so boring. I don't want to do that for 20 minutes, three times a week. I get it. But if you want to stay exactly how you are, and possibly not even stay exactly how you are, possibly things to deteriorate a fraction, then that's cool. You don't need to do anything about it. But if you want to be a super fit old lady who doesn't have to ask for a lift anywhere or doesn't have to do this and, you know, help with this, you don't need to get someone around to help you unload your car, you don't need to get someone around to help with the gardening, then we need to do something about it now and get that body moving, get that muscle going. Even if you're so far away from the menopause that you don't even need to worry about it now, the things that's going to be asked of you is to lift some weights, eat higher protein, sleep well, exercise,
take self-care. And this is part of it. If you can get into the routine now while you're 20-something, you're not going to have anything to think about later on down the line. You'll just be like, yeah, I'm going to plough on, carry on doing what I'm doing, and maybe have a little fiddle with some other bits and pieces to bring it more up to like an optimal level. But if you can get that in now and start the resistance training as soon as possible, to be honest, especially for women, we need it. We need it. A lot of us do sedentary jobs these days. I'm not out there dragging me deer carcass around and skinning it, and I don't know what I would have been doing, wading through a river, whatever. I'm not doing any of that. I'm doing a little bit of teaching, and then I'm sitting at my desk editing videos and, you know, updating spreadsheets and all that jazz. What we do is so different. We have to artificially stimulate it, and that's basically what resistance training is. We're trying to get our muscles to still be worked with the intensity that it needs to maintain the muscle mass that we would have had lugging around a deer carcass. And on that note, I hope you think about the deers all day long, and I feel bad for using them as an example, but you know what I mean. Just think about it. Reach out to me if you need some help. I don't care if you don't want to buy anything off me. I just would be very happy if every woman I spoke to started doing a bit of resistance training so that we can start to prepare for any changes in our body that might happen over time. You might be awesome and never have to think about it, and you've just genetically got a decent amount of muscle mass and you're fine. But for most of us, that isn't the case, and we need to do something to make sure that we look after ourselves when we become old ladies, and hopefully old ladies that lift. Anyway, thank you. This was longer than I expected, but hopefully it's given you a little bit of motivation. I'll speak to you soon.